Your debut was a long time in coming.
No, years, isn't it? Years.
Did you enjoy it?
Aye, it was brilliant. Just 10 minutes ago and it was excellent. It's uh-huh. good to finally get on the park. Uh-huh. It's been a long time coming, like you said.
It has, because you've been here since 9?
Nine.
And you're now 18.
18, aye.
So, did you get a bit of pre-warning that you were going to be in the squad on Saturday?
I knew I was in the squad, but not that I was going to be getting on the park or anything like that. I was just going to get warmed up. Yeah, going on.
So, were you nervous the night before? When did you find out that you were going to be in the squad?
Really, the day before, the squad list goes up and you just check your name's ticked or that. Mm. And it was in the squad, but I've been in the squad a few times this season, but not really been on the bench. Uh-huh. And then, obviously, this time it's a bit different, but I just thought it was going to be like every other week, just going in and helping out in that. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't really nervous on it before because of uh-huh. past experiences, but.
Yeah. But then when you were.
When I was on the bench when the name got read out, that's when it kicked in.
My friend! Oh, my special friend!
Did you mention me yet? Strike partner
I'm going
up front.
No. Right, I'm going to. Don't worry, we're not at that bit yet.
So while you were on the bench, with the possibility of maybe coming on the park, was it getting?
Aye, that's when the nerves were starting to kick in a wee bit. Aye. Uh-huh. I was getting a wee bit nervous then. When I was getting sent to warm up, I was like, oh no. Uh-huh. But aye, it was good when I came on. Yeah. As soon as you step on the park, it's not really.
Mm-hmm. I suppose it's a case of you're nervous to begin with, and then you just start doing your normal.
That was exactly that.
Yeah. So, anyway, it wasn't a big deal then?
No. 9 years in making it was.
It was a big deal.
Aye.
Yeah. Because you started off at under 10, mm-hmm. and you've come through
all the way
all
through
the age
aye.
Groups. So, you finally got on the pitch aye. East End in the first team.
Yeah, finally.
Finally.
I mean, I'd came off the bench pre season, but this mm-hmm. was the first competitive match.
Uh huh. And it was against Rangers as well, so.
Which is also a positive in front of uh-huh. more fans, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's good.
So what did you think when you came on?
Oh no.
What did the manager say to you?
Just took a position I'm going to be playing. Just said work hard. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're dropping in on just behind Alan Smith up front, striker, mm-hmm. who's excellent.
he did have a good game.
No, had a good game.
There was no faults on Saturday with the whole squad.
No, they were all brilliant.
So, and you were used to playing with them anyway, because obviously you come
every week
up,
with the 20s.
So, in a way, it was just like a normal game.
An under 20s game.
But the fact that you were.
A few more people there as well. Yeah, uh-huh. Just a few.
Yeah. So, was the time you came on, was that when Potts and
Dargs
went off, so you didn't have their experience when you went on as they came off?
I know, that was a wee bit worrying, but it was alright, all the boys were brilliant. Mm-hmm.
So,
you shouldn't be starting the games. To be honest, I shouldn't be starting the games. You should never been on the bench. What's Dargs doing up front? You rubbish.
I was thinking more of Potts, Dargs, not you.
Thanks, Paul.
So, the beginning of the season, you were playing quite well, and then you went out on loan, which
wasn't the best. No, it wasn't the best. It was a good experience, though. I mean, it gave me a lot of experience. Mm-hmm. But the actual playing and stuff like that wasn't the best, and mm-hmm. you know, nice set of boys and all that, but just mm-hmm. wasn't the best.
Yeah, because you didn't get a lot of playing time at all.
Nah, and didn't help. My debut was terrible. Mm-hmm. Away at Berwick, it wasn't the best game.
Right.
So mm-hmm. it's just one of these things, you just got to learn from it. It was just a month, so it wasn't too.
Did that set you back a bit?
It shot my confidence down a wee bit, but then, I mean, Potts and Neil had a word with me after Christmas, and I had just told me I need to really buck up my ideas kind of thing, and I just, I felt a bit arse really. Mm-hmm. And that helped a lot. Just mm-hmm. kicked on for there. Had a better 3-4 months now, back mm-hmm. to where I was, really.
Yeah, I would have said the same thing actually. It did seem you didn't come back the same place when you went.
And then the St Johnson game when Potts came, I felt the arse, so seemed to kick on again. Mm-hmm. So I think I just needed a wee rocket.
Yeah.
But, mm-hmm.
So you're now in the same position as majority of the squad, mm-hmm. and you don't know what's going to happen.
No, we're just waiting to see. So but
and probably is it the way, because you're a fan as well as mm-hmm. Playing for the club. Do you feel that it's only natural that you know you have to see these games out first before you're before a decision is made about what's going to happen in your career from now?
Confident the boys will do it though. Mm-hmm. Confident they'll go up. I mean, we've got good enough players at the club, good enough players in the squad to get us up there. Mm-hmm. There's no reason why we shouldn't be there. Mm-hmm. It's a league that you want to be in next year as well.
Mm-hmm. And you were here when we experienced the playoffs last year as well.
Yeah.
So, and it was a bit, maybe a game too far or two games too far really mm-hmm. for them because of the...
I still thought they could have done it last year as well.
Yeah.
The players are still here. So uh-huh. I thought they still could have done it last year.
Uh-huh.
So hopefully this year's a wee bit different. Eh?
Uh-huh. So I take it on Saturday when you made your debut, your mum and dad were there and everybody
aye.
Else?
Aye, my mum and dad and granddad were there. Uh-huh. So they were all there, aye.
Yeah. Your mum and dad would be pleased because through all the time that you've been playing, coming through the ranks, they've been there with you.
Haven't they? Aye, every year. Yeah. I mean, Mum used to run me to training, run my all the games and stuff like that, so mm-hmm. seeing a lot for them and mm-hmm. good for them to see it finally happen.
Finally
happen. No, they're all hard work's been put down the drain.
So, and this season in the 20s, you've actually played in a number of positions.
The only position I've not played this season is centre half and goalkeeper. Mm-hmm. So played in every position apart.
So was that difficult for you?
The first time I got told I was left wing back was mm-hmm. that was a shock. But it's easy to play with the players that mm-hmm. like in the 20s because they're a good side, mm-hmm. like to pass the ball and that. So it's everyone can play everywhere in the 20s. It's not just a case of this is your set position. So it wasn't as bad as what I thought. Cause you got help for like when I first went to left wing back, it was Lewis Martin that was there. Mm-hmm. And Shawnee as well was playing, so it was a wee bit of experience in there, so mm-hmm. it was always good to have that.
Mm-hmm. And you played full-back and...
Full-back, wide, striker, off the striker, up. Mid, centre-mid, left-back, right-back, aye, everywhere.
So I take it, was it a bit of a good experience, or...?
Aye, I mean, it means you can play more positions, you know, more you can read the game a wee bit better as well, gives you a wee bit of experience in different positions, so it's not really a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. And I take it Potts and Craig Dargo have been supportive of the guys this season.
Very well, aye. We Dargs and Potts have been brilliant this season, helping us out all the time and that. And even in the first team, they always just treat us like the first team boys. It's never, oh, these are younger boys, treat them like this. But it's always, these are part of the squad.
Yeah, and everybody's saying that the training this year, well, and part of last year mm-hmm. as well, that when you're all together training, that mm-hmm. it brings you on.
Oh, do you feel massively. Mm-hmm. It's something that, like everyone keeps saying, it doesn't happen at every club in Scotland. This is one of the only ones that it does, and it mm-hmm. helps so much with just the sharpness and the tempo mm-hmm. and the experience the boys have got out there. I mean, you play with players like Danny, Forbesy, Hubby. I mean, mm-hmm. they've all played at a really high level, so you're always going to pick up wee things for each of them. Mm-hmm. And you just add it into your game if you can.
Yeah.
So it's brilliant to train with them.
Yeah. So now you've had a taste of first team action, you'll be hoping that you get some more.
Hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
That's the plan, aye. Hopefully.
Good. That's perfect.